Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, welcome to A to Z with me, Sister Zainab on IRB English Radio. So I'm talking about easier reckoning today, and I'm talking about an easier reckoning in the context of our holy month of Ramadan. Because, for example, Imam Ali said that for those who lighten the duties of their servants and slaves during this month, God shall make their reckoning easy on the day of resurrection. And yeah, this is an additional point in a sense. So not only are we meant to, in a sense, be thinking about what traits, flaws do we have inside ourselves, but this is also an extra sort of commandment, an extra encouragement to think about how we're actually treating people. And obviously we don't, probably many of us don't have servants. For sure, we don't have slaves in most of our societies these days. But obviously there are people who maybe we employ. There are people who are, in a sense, who do expect things from us, and we recompense them for their work. So so this idea of people that we sort of have at our access, in a sense. So that this could be people, for example, a cleaning lady who comes maybe once a week to help, or maybe we've got someone who comes to help with the kids, who looks after the kids for a few hours each day or once a week or so often. Maybe we've got someone who's coming to even just fix some things around our apartment or our house. So anything like this. We're supposed to just be especially considerate. So, I mean, that could be that obviously if there's someone in the house who doesn't have to fast, maybe if we see the cleaning lady, that person should not be eating in front of her. It could be anything. Welcome back. This is A to Z on IRB English Radio, and I'm talking about us being able to receive an easier reckoning on the Day of Resurrection if we've behaved in particular ways during the holy month of Ramadan, according to Imam Ali, and that is by sort of lightening the duties of people who maybe are engaged in some work for us. And so I've mentioned, I gave one example, and I was also just thinking, if we've got people who are with us, say in our house, in the apartment, anywhere in the garden, engaged in some work for us, and let's say they're finishing their work when it is time to break the fast, for sure we'd be able to help them a bit and offer them just a light iftar so they can break their fast before they get home to their own family. So things such as this. And then it goes a little bit deeper even, or there's extra aspects to this of lightening the duties. For example, Imam Ali also said that whoever will open the knots of difficulties of people's affairs in this month, the Lord on the judgment day will make the accounting of his deeds easier. So knots of difficulties. So it could even be one of our friends, a family member, even a neighbor just wants to have a chat. Maybe there's some problem they have, they're worried about something, and even if we're standing there and we're really hungry, or maybe it's almost time to break the fast, we want to run back inside into our house, but the neighbor's there and just wants to sort of chat about something, for sure we should give our neighbor, our friend, whoever it is, of our time and advise, and if there's any words of comfort we can offer, we should do that. So obviously maybe this is another objective for Ramadan, to obviously make sure that we are being considerate towards anyone who is working for us. So obviously this especially is also for, I suppose, employers in general, and then anyone around us if they're going through particular issues and they have sort of queries, then we should really rush to sort of advise and help, inshallah. So I pray that you've gained just some extra points or insights from today, and I look forward to welcoming you to another episode of A to Z here on IRB English Radio, and farewell for now. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.iranradio.ir.